You are extremely unlikely to be killed by this virus, even if it spreads all across America, even if it infects 60% of the global population, as has been warned by Dr. Leung out of Hong Kong. But your chances of being clobbered by the downfall of society are much higher than 1%, you see, because when other people get sick and other people don't prepare, and then they panic and go to the grocery store to buy food that isn't there because they don't have any storable food. They freak out because they've never thought about self-reliance. They depend on the government, and they think the government's going to come save them. And they don't even have a means of self-defense. Those unprepared masses are the biggest threat to your safety and survival. All right, and welcome, everyone. InfoWarriors, the real patriots of America. This is Mike Adams here filling in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones show today. I've got a lot of great information for you here. And first of all, let me just say the callers to this show are truly amazing. It's amazing how much information that you get and how you're observing and you're thinking critically about the world. And yet you live in a world, and you know this, where so many people, their eyes just glaze over, they're hypnotized into zombie status somehow. I was actually talking last night in a private conversation with a very high-level finance person who's a big name. You would know them. They work with people who manage, I don't know, hundreds of billions of dollars. And they were asking for my take on things, because they said they were talking to people and it was like talking to zombies. And I said, yes, those people are what we call non-player characters, NPCs, from the old role-playing games, you know, NPCs, or also known as programmable life forms, PLFs. It's because they have no soul. They literally have no soul. They are programmed empty skin bags, and there's a whole bunch of those in society, and you encounter them. You know it when you do it. When someone, you're talking to someone, like, their eyes are open, but no one's home, and you're trying to explain things. You're like, hey, this coronavirus, you know, this thing, it's spreading, it's doubling about every week. It's spreading like crazy. There's a massive cover-up. It's a biological weapon. And then they turn to you and say something like, well, I don't feel like it's going to be that bad. It's like, really? I'm not sure that the virus cares about what you feel about things. It's almost so bad that if there were an asteroid hurtling toward planet Earth, moving at a relative velocity of, let's say, 30,000 meters per second, and it's 100 miles wide, and all the scientists say it's going to hit New York City, let's just say theoretically, and you would go across New York, but let's say it's going to hit in 30 days. If you were to go to New York with a microphone and ask people, hey, what do you think about that giant asteroid that's going to hit the city here and basically destroy all life on Earth? What do you think about that? You would find people that would say, I don't think it's going to be that bad. they would literally line up and say, I'm not seeing it. I don't see it. I look at the sky. It's not there. There would be people who would say nothing bad is going to happen. Or they would say, don't worry. You know, FEMA is going to bring us bottled water after the meteor hits. And you would explain to them the rules of cause and effect. You would explain that kinetic energy is 1/2 mass times velocity squared. And if the velocity is 30,000 meters per second and the mass of an asteroid that's 100 miles wide is just huge, then this thing is a planet killer, that it's going to kill the whole planet. You would explain that to them, and you would say it's heading here, it's going to hit here. And even if they believe those facts, they would still say, it's probably not going to be that bad. So this is what's happening in our world, whether we're talking about the coronavirus or the coming financial collapse that will happen probably within our lifetimes. We don't know what year, we don't know when, but fiat currencies collapse, it's going to be devastating. The debt pyramid will collapse. The spread of this disease, it's devastating. But the average person does not prepare, because they can't fathom these things happening. So in this hour today here on InfoWars, I'm going to share with you why you don't have to be worried about the coronavirus killing you, because I will talk about some natural molecules found in nature that easily halt this virus. I've been doing some research on this, working in my lab. We know about some natural cures already, things that work, things that you can do today that doesn't require buying anything, just changing what you eat. I'll talk about that here. But realize that other people won't be prepared. Other people are living on total junk food. They don't believe in nutrition. And they don't believe that this virus is spreading because for some reason they think that communists in China always tell the truth, which is insane. They think the WHO is telling the truth. So the real big picture here, folks, is that this virus probably won't kill you because you will be informed, because you're a listener to this show. You read websites that help keep you informed. We can teach you how to survive this. It's not that difficult. Even if you do nothing, your chances of survival are 83%, all right? Because it's about a 17% kill rate, maybe a 15% kill rate. So that means your chances of survival are 83 to 85% if you do nothing. If you take some nutrients and change what you eat and do some of the things I'll recommend here, your chances of surviving an infection go up, in my assessment, to at least 99%. At least 99%, maybe even better. So you are extremely unlikely to be killed by this virus, even if it spreads all across America, even if it infects 60% of the global population, as has been warned by Dr. Leung out of Hong Kong. But your chances of being clobbered by the downfall of society are much higher than 1%, you see, because when other people get sick and other people don't prepare, and then they panic and go to the grocery store to buy food that isn't there because they don't have any storable food. They freak out because they've never thought about self-reliance. They depend on the government, and they think the government's going to come save them. And they don't even have a means of self-defense. Those unprepared masses are the biggest threat to your safety and survival. So that's the theme of today's show here, at least the hour that I have been given and that I humbly serve the audience of InfoWars here today. The theme of it is, you won't be killed by the virus. Do some simple things we'll talk about, but you're still living in a world where most people are unprepared. They're unprepared for the pandemic. They're unprepared for a grid down collapse, a solar flare, an EMP weapon. They're totally unprepared for a financial collapse and all the other things, the scenarios that we've talked about over the years. So your job is to think beyond the pandemic. Think beyond the coronavirus and think about secondary effects and how those could impact your life. This is the time to be a prepper. This is the time to have extra supplies before they're sold out. This is the time to take steps for self-reliance that do not depend on dialing 911 and having people show up to rescue you, because that is very unlikely to happen. I'm also going to talk today about how China is certain to turn this into a biological weapons attack against the United States. Because if you think about this, after this sweeps through China, they may lose 15% of their population. But after that's done, all Chinese in mainland China are now immune, because you're either dead or you're immune, one or the other. After all, everybody dies, they've got 85% of their population, let's say, that's immune. Now China can launch this as a weapon against any nation. They could even launch invasions of nations because their troops will now be immune to the virus. So by paying the price of allowing this to spread across China, which is exactly what they're doing, they are creating a nation, the world's first nation of immune citizens. And trust me, China will weaponize this. They will deploy this against the United States. And there is nothing that the U.S. can do to stop this virus if it is weaponized and deliberately released across 100 U.S. cities simultaneously. Even the CDC would tell you, they would admit, there's nothing that they can do to stop that. The CDC's ability to stop this depends on compliance from people who don't want the virus to spread. If you have people that come in and deliberately want it to spread, there is no containment that's possible. There is nothing the CDC can do to stop that, and they would admit that. And believe me, at the highest levels of government right now, inside the Pentagon, inside the State Department, inside the National Security Council, they know somebody is going to harvest this biological weapon system, this coronavirus that was engineered, and they are going to release it in the United States as soon as possible. Are you ready for that scenario? Are you ready for a malicious assault against our country using this virus that, frankly, some people in China, they believe falsely, but they believe that the U.S. dropped this on China. They think it's a bioweapon from the U.S. So, of course, they want revenge in their minds. They're going to deploy this against the United States. We'll talk about that scenario and some very practical things that you can do to protect yourself against this infection when we return after this short break. This is Mike Adams. You're watching InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be back with more good information. This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.